It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on this holiday edition of CJ at the Movies, I review It's a Wonderful Life, which is another holiday tradition. You know, the Frank Capra movie that inspired other movies and shows in the genre of what happens if you wish you hadn't been born. Jimmy Stewart is the one who perfected it as George Bailey, the building and loan manager who has helped the community of Bedford Falls all his life, but when a screw-up from his Uncle Billy and a dirty deed from his boss, Mr. Potter, makes him want to commit suicide, he's visited by his guardian angel, Clarence, played by Henry Travers, who shows him what life would have been like if he hadn't been born. Believe me, it's not a pretty picture. When It's a Wonderful Life was released in 1946, it got mixed reviews and bombed at the box office. However, as time passed and copyrights expired, it became a classic, one made for the history books. And if you ever replace this movie on NBC with some Real Housewives or hidden camera comedies or whatever the hell is you watch nowadays, then you'll have to answer to me. This movie is about the meaning of friends and family and how lucky you are to have them. 4 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Happy holidays, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.